difference.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, October 2nd. Hi, I'm your host, Skylar James.
And I'm your host, Abby Boatwright.
And you're listening to Sky's the Limit. Welcome back. It feels like it's been a long time.
But it hasn't.
Kind of. Technically, it has been. The last two shows have been pre-recorded because I was off in concert land for the past 2 weeks. But now we're back live, and it feels so good to be live.
It does.
Back in studio. The theme for this week, everyone's scratching, itching to know what it is. Abby, do you want to introduce?
Sure. So our theme this week, we post about it on our Instagram, but we've titled it Multi-Genre Indigeneity. So we're focusing on a whole lineup of Indigenous artists from a whole bunch of different genres. Skylar, do you want to go into sort of some of the pieces?
Well, essentially, I have a bunch of like favorite songs and stuff from some of my favorite Indigenous Canadian artists that I just never really get to play on the radio because it doesn't fit in with the genres or the theme that I'm playing. Yeah. And so this is sort of our chance to play a bunch of our favorite Indigenous songs.
And share them with you.
Yeah exactly. We're playing a bunch of stuff tonight, but we're going to start off with some pop from an artist called Drives the Common Man.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with him. I think you introduced me to him.
Yeah, well, I know him personally. He's excellent.
Yeah, he's a Mi'kmaq living in London, Ontario. Yeah, I don't know. This song is...
it's one of my faves.
Incredible. I love it so much. Drives the Common Man here with Annie.
You were all dressed up and all ready in a moment. Your father never liked me, but still you know this. Ooh, I know this. You hop inside and I'm amazed. You want to be seen with me and let alone be with me. It's getting colder now. I can't see those eyes tonight without thinking that we're getting older now. Before I take you home, let me say, hey baby, don't you know?
Everything we've ever known.
Bumpy Gaze, Status Non-Status, and Zoom There with Spirit in Me. I absolutely love that track. That is one of my favorite Ambigaze tracks there. It's labeled as Ambigaze, Status on Status, and Zoom, but it's like Ambigaze is the name of the band led by Zoom and Status Non-Status. And I am such a big fan of their work. The name Ambigaze means they are noisy in Ojibwe. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they do like noise rock stuff. That is from their 2022 album Sewn Back Together. When I first heard them, with the lead single from that album, Cherry Coke. But they're releasing a new album upcoming soon, November 1st, called Shame. And I have been absolutely loving these singles. I played them on my like summer show. I don't know. They're one of my favorite Canadian bands right now. One of my favorite bands right now.
I listen to their singles as well. And like off of the new album. And I also just want to say I really love their vibe. Skylar's looking at their like discography online right now. And I just like their album artwork and everything too. It's great.
Status Non-Status and Zune or the group Ambigaze. Check them out if you liked that song. They got a bunch of new stuff coming. Speaking of checking people out, Drives.
Yes, and check out, just wanted to mention, Drives of the Common Man has a pretty large following on TikTok and posts there, as well as his other singles are such as Night Vision and Logged Off, which are also great, are on Apple Music and Spotify. So check those out there.
His latest single was Annie that we played first, and he hasn't released anything for 2 years.
No, but I think he should be working on some things, but who knows? You know, it's always the new things coming soon. But like I said, if you follow his social media, he's pretty active there still.
Sick. So. We're going to move on to sort of, I don't want to say electronic, but I want to say more hip-hoppy. But maybe not with this first song. I am personally a giant fan of throat singing. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're going to kind of get into with this next track from one of my favorite bands, the Jerry Cans. This is SOS.
Oh,
a trigger warning, baby. You ain't ready for the truth. You know nothing about this cue. I know savages and brutes. And the fruits of a label on the pockets of their suits. Red future. And nothing here is new to us. We've been on the rise from a birth to a funeral. Future ancestors. My people so beautiful. It's moving the real front line to the studio. Look at your reflection. Tell me what you see. Your future's in the mirror. Nothing coming in between us. Now I'm praying on my knees for my nephews and my nieces. Man, we always had the vision. You're the ones who wouldn't see. Earthshakers, no savior. While they're praying on us, we've been building something great. And if we never meet again, let me do you one favor. Let me pray for you, you a gift from Creator Red.
Panic. I earn my pennies here the harder way. You feel the magic, cause I can see the head illuminate. I'm pulled a rabbit. You want the vision, boy? You better learn some mathematics. I see the rest up in my rearview now. Had to move a couple mountains just to get up out of town. And it took a whole village here to raise up the child. So create a bless the kid to rock the medicine now and make us proud. Say my prayer out loud. Give me guidance, give me love. Give me strength from up above. Give me courage and protection and the blessing over us. Like you finna tell me, boys, don't cry when a warrior loves. This for the youngins here that feel like they ain't been enough. Had a rough situation, tough, but the spirit shining through. Creator knew the world needed one of you. Cause the future looking bright and real sacred as the youth. Red future.
Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Red Future. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. New Snotty Nose Rez Kids there featuring Electric Fields. That is from their newest album, Let Your Hair Down, which I... Oh, sorry. The album's not called Let Your Hair Down. The album's called Red Future. Yeah. What? I was thinking of another single. That was the title track from their newest album, Red Future, which I'm absolutely loving.
Yeah, I really like it as well. Yeah. I feel like I'm just going to say that I like it too.
I like it
but
too.
But I do.
Yeah. I said Let Your Hair Down because that was sort of the breakout single from that album so far. It's definitely their most popular off that album. But we played Red Future because it's clean.
Yeah,
honestly,
radio
that is
rules.
Like, radio rules. I love every song on that album. And I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to pick? And then I was like, oh, there's one clean song. Okay, that's what we're playing. Anyways, Snotty Nose Rez Kids. The band, I guess we'll call it, duo of Young D and Young Tribes from Kitimat, British Columbia. Before that was the Jerry Cans. They're from Iqaluit Nunavut with some throat singing there.
That was so good. I
absolutely love that song. That is my favorite Jerry Cans track. Like, I listen to it all the time. I do that thing where it's like, I'm walking around campus and I'm like listening to the Jerry Cans. And then I like imagine like a street interview is going to be like, what are you listening to right
and
now?
You can be, yeah, I think about that all the time too of like, oh, this would be such a good moment for someone to ask me what I was listening to.
And I'm like, oh, the Jerry Cans? Like, who else would know that? Everyone at a radio station on campus would. Speaking of throat singing, I mean, everyone knows Iskwe. Kind of like she is probably one of the most famous and then Tanya Tagok as well. But we're going to get into some electronic here, which I'm excited about because Abby hasn't let me play electronic yet.
Well, here we go
on the radio. So we're going to get into some new Iskwe here from her newest album, Nina. This is The Other Side.
Dream in my little world. I saw the way through unguided eyes. Dance with the spirit that lay deep in me. Spoke from a place that I couldn't disguise. So here, take my hand and swear me safety. Trust I know nothing, what's still to come. I'm waiting for you to touch me so gently. Follow footsteps in my
music.
Twice upon a dream, I knew you would come. Twisted me right from my mind to my thighs. Leaving me breathless before I wake up. Softly listening to my muted sighs. So can you take my hand straight from your safety? Stranded on nothing, I was still to come. I waited for you to touch me so gently. Follow footsteps and fingers till I missed it.
Maps by Ghost Keeper. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM.
That is new Ghost Keeper there, some ambient. That is from their newest album, Sipayak Joy. Ghost Keeper is a band led by Shane Ghost Keeper, who has his own sort of folk project, who I've played on my previous show, Intersection of Folk and Hyperpop. But Ghost Keeper is sort of the experimental band that he leads. The members are Shane Ghost Keeper, Sarah Hool, Ryan Bourne, and Eric Hamlin. And that's from their newest album that is psychedelic. It is labeled as, I don't know, that's my favorite track from it.
Yeah, everything we've been playing has really been like all over the genre span. We've been looking up like information online, as I mentioned, and it's alternative to pop, to rock, to hip hop, to psychedelic.
It's so
interesting how things get categorized.
Which is why I'm playing these songs, because I don't really have another chance to play them.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah.
Except for the Indigenous Week.
Well, and they may not be promoted to you as well. So that's why I take this moment to say, make sure we're saying the names, where they're from, what kind of thing they do. So then you can go look further into anyone or everyone that you're interested in.
Yeah, Ghost Keeper is one of my favorite sort of experimental projects out at the moment. I love them. They're one of my favorites. Yeah. The next artist is, again, and I keep saying it, one of my favorites. I play a bunch of his stuff on my folk show last year. But this is a song that didn't really fit into that genre. But I think, my favorite of his. So from Terry Urach, all the way from, wait, let me just make sure I'm right. I don't even have it up. I think none of it, but I'll fact check myself the next time we talk. This is Unuak.
Nightly,
Oh,
That is new from Elisa P there. Yeah. Sorry, I don't really have much to say about this one, actually.
Yeah, so it's a new single that comes that has come out, and I'm not sure if anyone sort of caught this by the melody, but it is actually the Sheryl Crow song, If It Makes You Happy. Translated into Inuktitut. I said to Skylar before, I was like, I don't want to mispronounce that. Inuktitut, which is her mother tongue. So Elisa P's.
Yeah.
So it's a really, I don't know, it's an interesting take on that song and make it her own, but still be a cover. And yeah.
I love it. You introduced me to it. And it's one of those songs where I'm just like, okay, let's just lie down and stare at the ceiling sort of thing. And I'm obsessed with that. Yeah, I don't know. I like that vibe. Also, if you've been listening for a couple songs, I said I'd update you. If I was wrong on Terry Urak, he is from Nunavut. I am so correct and always, I never spread lies on the radio. That was a lie just then. Up next, we have a new single from an artist that I play all of the time, Amanda Rayume. This is I Won't Hide.
Keep your bullets and your cuffs upon your own. We ain't here on no procedures. We're just out here for the creatures. Call their bodies on the land that we call home. Life is all we know. Loaded up on my black steed and tied it so the town could see it. Reap that harvest till there's nothing on the bone. Ooh, nothing on the bone. Of my family's procuration, raise my shoddy up against your old 4-5. I got 7 generations, got no time to spend wasting. I won't hide, no, I won't hide, sir, I won't hide. Took them down. So alright.
your fill of your thrills. Better put down the pills before she hits for the hills. 'Cause I've been a dead man.
Logan Stats.
And I think she's had enough.
Dead Man.
So
you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is my favorite Logan Stats song.
It's so good. It's kind of sad, but it's so good.
Oh, it is so sad, but it's like, I don't know. It's 3 years old now. It's from 2021, but it has been since he released it. One of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Just to put on. I don't know.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, I feel like I keep saying that's wonderful, but yeah, go check out Logan Stats.
Logan Stats.
That song is a good place to start. And
the amount of activism work he does as well. Like, I don't want to put that too much on him. He's a fantastic musician, but he's also a fantastic activist, especially regarding pipelines out west. So yeah, Logan Stats, follow him on social media. Lots of Indigenous and Canadian and music news from him. Up next is one of Abby's favorite artists of all time,
Ace and Abby.
Here and Now.
Why does my mind skip like a stone and I can't let go? I'm everywhere but here and now. Why am I here and now. Why am I falling?
smoking as the men withdrew. We stood on the cliffs and watched the ships slowly sinking to their rendezvous. They signed a treaty and our homes were taken. Loved ones forsaken, they didn't give a damn. Try to raise a family, end up the enemy over what went down on the plains of Abraham. Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold front. Stayed on to finish what they started. They never parted, they're just built that way. We had kin living south of the border. They're a little older and they've been around. They wrote in a letter, life is a whole lot better. Stakes, children, and come on down. Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold front, moving in. What a way to ride, oh, what a way to go. My clothes were wet and I was drenched to the bone. Been out ice fishing, too much repetition. Make a man wanna leave the only home he's known. Sailed out of the Gulf, heading for St. Pierre. Nothing to declare, all we had was gone. Broke down along the coast, but what hurt the most? When the people there said, you better keep moving on. Acadian driftwood, gypsy tailwind, they call my home the land of snow. Canadian cold. Summer filled with ill content. This government had us walking in chains. This isn't my turf, this ain't my season. Can't think of one good reason to remain. Oh, we worked in the sugar fields up from New Orleans. It was evergreen up until the flood. You could call it an omen, point you where you're going. Set my compass north, I got winter in my blood. Acadian driftwood.
with Acadian Driftwood.
And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That was, if you couldn't tell, an Abbey pick for the band there. Robbie Robertson.
We put on some Robbie Robertson onto this playlist and added that one because I was looking into a lot of things that he's written, things he's created, but a lot of people talk about how this is one of the best, and of course it was at the Last Waltz and everything, so thought we'd put this one on the playlist for this week.
Yeah, I love the song. What did you say it was about? The Acadians in New Brunswick?
It's based like on history of the Acadians.
Which is, it's so odd just because a lot of the band songs are like historical like that.
I think that was just in Robbie Robertson's writing, as he was typically drawing on something, I would say, on a lot of occasions. So
that makes sense.
Not to cut you off there, but I was going to say, I guess it's in the genre, right? It's storytelling, particularly in that era, right?
That is
late
true.
60s and 70s era of wanting to tell stories through music. So
yeah, your specialty, late 60s and 70s. We're going to finish off with my pick. I absolutely love this song, but also this artist, Ruby Waters. I've been a fan of her ever since I saw her open up for Serena Ryder in 2018 in Markham, Ontario. It was such a strange experience. But ever since I saw her live, I've just been absolutely captivated, and I haven't been able to see her live since. But I've been listening to her, I mean, like all of the time. She just released a new album earlier this year in May called What's the Point? And track three is, I don't know, something about it scratches my brain, and it is just a song that I've held so dear to me over the summer. And it's a very, like, good ending song. So that's what I wanted to end the show on today. We'll see you next week here at 6 p.m. This is Ruby Waters with Bucket.
Slowly the generator died and dash. Yeah, I don't. Feeling it, bucket in the rain, when it doesn't wanna fall.
Homecoming kicks off today. Welcome home, alumni. With a weekend full of exciting activities and events, there's something for everyone. Check out the full schedule and plan your perfect homecoming experience. Visit the Homecoming website now for all the details. Let's make it a weekend to remember. queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming.
The Kingston waterfront is a clear and safe place for swimming, fishing, or boating. But after heavy rains in our area, make sure you check the Utilities Kingston Sewer Overflow map to ensure the water is safe for recreational use. Know before you go. Visit utilitieskingston.com/overflows to check the real-time map.